And for a look at New Hampshire political news, I'm joined now on the political front by NHPR's Josh Rogers. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Jessica.
So, Josh, as President Obama will be sworn in for his second term today, New Hampshire's political parties are both readying to elect leaders. Democratic Party Chairman Ray Buckley doesn't have a challenger opponent as he heads towards another term leading his party. And New Hampshire Republicans, meanwhile, vote on their new leaders this weekend. Is there anything significant there?
Well, Jessica, Democrats want more of the same, or so they think. The GOP, meanwhile, wants to chart a new course, which is understandable, I guess, how things shook out last November. But it's probably worth noting that for Ray Buckley, being Democratic Party chairman is more or less been a lifelong dream, and 5 years into the job looks like it could end up being a lifetime job for him. The New Hampshire GOP, meanwhile, has struggled to find steady leadership. It's had seven different party chairs over the past decade. And the candidate most party leaders, from U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte on down, are rallying behind former congressional candidate Jennifer Horne, comes with some baggage.
What do you mean?
Well, Jennifer Horne's never run a winning campaign. She isn't known as a good fundraiser, which is a big part of this job. In fact, her two stabs at running for Congress ended in debt. But most problematic, perhaps, is the fact that the IRS holds a nearly $100,000 lien on her house for unpaid taxes. A fellow Republican publicized that lien on Facebook several weeks ago, which wasn't ideal. But on the plus side, Jennifer Horne is a woman, a group that Republicans need to do better with. She is well-known in Republican circles, and she is articulate. Horne's called the criticism over the tax lien a personal attack and said she and her husband are working things out with the IRS. But assuming she wins election, and most Republicans I've talked to expect her to defeat Bristol activist Andrew Hemingway this weekend. He's best known for running Newt Gingrich's campaign during the New Hampshire primary. You can expect Democrats to bring up that tax lien every time Jennifer Warren talks about taxes. And if history is any guide, Republican chairs talk about taxes a great deal. So we'll see what happens.
Let's move to the State House. There's a big focus from now until summer on the state budget. Governor Maggie Hassan will present her proposal to lawmakers next month, but there's already plenty of debate over revenue. What's going on?
Well, Jessica, the most high-profile discussion is over gambling. As of Wednesday, Governor Hassan said she hadn't yet sorted out whether gambling will be a part of the budget she presents next month. But she did reiterate that she favors building a single casino along the Massachusetts border. What revenue such a facility might generate for the state is a big topic. The only money sure to arrive in this budget cycle would probably be a license from the licensing fees. That may be around $50 to $80 million on the high side. You know, it's plausible the state could collect another $50 to $100 million a year once the facility is up and running, but any of the state's would shrink, and perhaps dramatically if the three casinos on the drawing board in Massachusetts open for business. The social and regulatory costs associated with more gambling are another question. And so, too, is how that money might be spent. Salem Senator Chuck Morse, who's the GOP's top budget writer, has talked about earmarking casino revenue for infrastructure, higher education. Might also see some of that cash, but at the end of the day, the biggest question on the gambling front is, can any gambling bill win majority support in the New Hampshire House? You may recall that no truly major expansion of gambling has passed there since the lottery, and that was a long time ago.
Now, House lawmakers are already talking about a bipartisan plan to fund infrastructure via a 12-cent increase to the state gas tax phased in over 3 years. What's going on there?
Well, this is interesting. That plan also envisions adding $15 to auto registration fees, also phased in at $3 over 3 years. That proposal's lead architect, David Campbell, a Democrat from Nashua, expects it could raise $147 million, money that would be targeted to polish off the expansion of I-93 and for road and bridge repairs. Governor Hassan was noncommittal when asked about Campbell's plan late last week. In essence, she said, "I don't want to comment until I see a specific plan in detail." Yet the notion of higher gas taxes and registration fees are ones she said New Hampshire needed to look at when she ran. Republicans in the Senate are already signaling opposition to this. The gas tax hasn't been touched since 1991, and opposition to doing so is kind of a signature stance of Governor John Lynch. But interestingly, when Governor Lynch was on his way out the door, he said the gas tax should potentially be looked at. So a lot of people will be looking at Governor Hassan on this.
So, Josh, what's coming up this week?
Well, a big hearing coming up tomorrow will be in the House on a proposal to repeal New Hampshire's so-called Stand Your Ground law, which permits people to use deadly force in defense of themselves or others any place they feel threatened without first having to try to retreat. This repeal is being proposed by the House's majority leader, Steve Shurtleff of Concord, who has a background as a U.S. Marshal. I would expect a very full hearing room.
Thanks for chatting, Josh.
You're very welcome, Jessica.